This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. An engineer working under Russian occupation of Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has told VOA that Russian forces have placed artillery and missile installations within and around the property of the plant and have caused explosions near the plant in an apparent attempt to discredit the Ukrainian army. Negotiations have been underway for inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency to gain access to the site to determine whether there is a risk of a catastrophic accident. The IAEA director said this week he hopes to conclude negotiations with the two countries on details of an inspection visit soon. The death toll from a train station attack in Ukraine has risen to 25. We'll get more on this story from the AP's Mike Rossia.
The death toll from Wednesday's Russian rocket attack on a train station in Ukraine is up to 25, including an 11-year-old boy found under the rubble of a house and a 6-year-old killed in a car fire near the station. The deputy head of the Ukrainian presidential office provided the updated casualty figures that includes 31 people injured. Prior to the attack, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned that Russian provocations and brutal strikes were possible as Ukraine marked both its independence from the Soviet Union in 1991 and 6 months since the Russian invasion. In his nightly address Wednesday, Zelensky said the Russian occupiers will bear responsibility for everything they have done. Elsewhere in the eastern region of Donetsk Wednesday, 3 people were killed and 1 more was wounded. I'm Mike Crossia.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app via remote, this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the Russian military to increase the size of the country's armed forces by 137,000 amid Moscow's military action in Ukraine. AP correspondent Zarya Shakli has more on the story.
Putin's decree signed didn't explain whether the military will beef up its ranks by drafting a bigger number of conscripts, increasing the number of volunteer soldiers, or using a combination of both. The Kremlin has said that only volunteer contract soldiers take part in what it calls the special military operation in Ukraine, rejecting claims that it's pondering a broad mobilization. I'm Zarya Shakli.
At least 3 Iranian-affiliated militants were killed in multiple U.S. strikes in northeast Syria over the past 24 hours, according to the Pentagon. The Pentagon Press Secretary, Air Force General Pat Ryder, told reporters Thursday the first U.S. strike was in response to Wednesday's rocket attacks against 2 U.S. mission support sites, in which 3 U.S. service members suffered minor injuries. The U.S. strike killed 2 to 3 militants, according to an initial assessment. On Tuesday, the U.S. carried out airstrikes in eastern Syria that it said targeted an ammunition depot and other facilities used by groups linked to the Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. Iran denied Wednesday any links to the sites. Iranian forces have been in Syria supporting President Bashar al-Assad's forces during Syria's civil war. The United States has about 900 troops in Syria, working with Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces to combat the Islamic State group. A federal judge directed the U.S. Justice Department late Thursday to unseal its redacted version of an affidavit it used to obtain a search warrant for former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. The Justice Department had opposed the affidavit being released in its entirety because it might compromise their investigation. During the search, FBI agents removed 11 sets of classified documents labeled confidential, secret, or top secret, according to a property receipt given to Trump's lawyers. The judge gave the Justice Department until noon Friday to submit a version of the affidavit containing the redactions it proposed earlier on Thursday. Just how much of the document will be unsealed and what details about the investigation it will reveal remains to be seen. For more news, as always, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.